Hello everyone and welcome to episode 6 of Expecto Podcastum.
Whoop whoop.
So first of all, apologies for 2 weeks without an episode. Adam and I have been incredibly busy and Adam is actually, we're together.
We're in the same room. I can touch Laura.
E.T. phone home.
This is amazing. She's a real person.
So we're in Dublin, Ireland. We're in my house. Adam has been home for the past week in Galway. And me and him are heading to Cambridge and London for the next week because we're on holidays.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, just work has been mental.
Crazy.
We've been on opposite schedules. Actually, we want to have a little shout out to our friend Louise, who is actually obsessed with the podcast and has been annoying Adam and me,
record the next episode.
And she's been listening. So Louise, this one's for you on your drive from Ballina
to
Galway. Okay.
Enjoy.
So we're starting back on. I feel like we haven't done this in so long.
I know, yeah. We're in chapter 12, The Mirror of Erised. So basically what's happened is Quidditch match has happened and Gryffindor have won. And we found out that Fluffy is this three-headed dog and Hagrid just talks and is very stupid.
And he mentions that whatever the dog is guarding is between Professor Dumbledore and Nicholas Flamel. And then he's like, oh, shouldn't have said that.
My God, Hagrid, just shut up.
Okay, so we're starting off then, and it's the Christmas period. Christmas.
I feel like this is a very slow year. We're a good 3/4 through the book.
And it's only Christmas. And so obviously the second half of the year is gonna fly by.
As it often does.
We start off, let me get my notes up. So we start off with Christmas was coming. One morning in mid-December, Hogwarts woke to find itself covered in several feet of snow. Oh my God, I love snow so much, but Ireland never gets any. Well, Dublin never gets any. The lake froze solid and the Weasley twins were punished for bewitching several snowballs so that they followed Quirrell around, bouncing off the back of his turban. Now, they bewitched snowballs to snowball Lord Voldemort in the freaking face.
The Weasley twins are badass.
That is so funny. Oh my God.
Unknowing. I bet Voldemort's
you
just
only
there,
catch...
Fuck my life.
You only catch that on the second read. When you know that, Lord Voldemort is in the turban.
There.
That is so funny. So then, it says, the few elves that managed to battle their way through the stormy sky to deliver post had to be nursed back to health by Hagrid before they could fly off again. Now, immediately, I read this bit of the chapter with Adam in front of me, and immediately I was like, oh my God, Hagrid in a tunic. No, in one of the dresses with a belt on, nursing with a little hat, with the old school, starched hat, and... Oh my God. It's just too funny.
The little fob watch checking the
obs. The little fob watch checking the L's obs. Oh my
Cute.
God. It's so funny. Giving them
hilarious.
IVs. That's hilarious. Adam and I are both in the nursing profession. So
so then we find out that Hogwarts is a very cold place.
Oh God, I feel cold thinking about it.
So the Great Hall is fine and Gryffindor Common Room is fine because they have roaring fires, but the corridors are icy and bitter wind rattled through the windows into the classrooms.
Ugh.
And then obviously Professor Snape down in the dungeons where their breath rose in a mist before them as they kept as close as possible to their hot cauldrons. That does not make me want to go to Hogwarts at all.
No.
I like warm places.
I am cold thinking about it. So then Draco Malfoy's just a bit of a cunt. I do feel so sorry for all those people who have to stay at Hogwarts for Christmas because they're not wanted at home. And Harry's just like, yo, I don't want to go home,
so
fuck you.
I just love it. Literally, I'm just like, Malfoy is a douche, as usual. And being more mean since Slytherin have lost the Quidditch match.
Oh, stop being a bitter prick.
He so is.
Also, you should know I'm going to curse more because I'm so tired.
So then we find out that that Harry, Ron, Fred and George are all going to stay for Christmas.
Yay! And Percy.
Who cares about Percy? Are going to stay for Christmas because Mr. and Mrs. Weasley are going to Romania to visit Charlie. And it was all very last minute.
Yeah. So then
Malfoy, so they run into Hagrid, who's like literally carrying a massive Christmas tree. And they run into Hagrid, but then the Malfoy comes along and is just being an absolute douche and insults Ron, saying he's going to be the next gamekeeper and like that he's used to Hagrid's hut because his family lives in a hut. And Ron dives at Malfoy just as Snape comes up the stairs. Such bad luck. And they, like, obviously, even though Hagrid, like, was there and he's a member of staff, I think it's so disrespectful of Snape.
He can't, like, award points, though, can he? And, like, take them away.
Not at this stage, because he's not a professor yet. But he's still a member of staff, and Snape should believe him when he says, look, it was provoked. If anyone, like, I understand you can't condone fighting, but take points away from both of them, not just.
Yeah, exactly, not just.
But anyway, so Malfoy, Crab and Goyle, like, push away. But what I love is Ron being like, I'll get him. One day. I'm going to get him. One day. I swear to God. I'll get him. So, of course, then they're talking to Hagrid and Hermione's like, oh, we need to go to the library. It's the last day of term. And Hagrid's like, oh, God, Hermione's being such an influence on them. And they're like, nah, we're looking for Nicholas Flamel.
Nicholas Flamel.
And he's just like, sorry, what? Do you want me?
And then we also discover then, like, so they go to the library and then Madame Pince is the librarian who's never mentioned in the movies.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a bit of a bitch.
She likes her books. She doesn't even like Hermione. She's just very protective of her books.
She's a typical librarian.
My
books!